In the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah. Almighty Mother, Father, God, Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, we are your children, your humble children. We give you our love and we thank you for your constant love and blessings. We stand here in all humility and we surrender ourselves to your amazing grace and we ask that you fill us with the Holy Spirit. Both David and I who are reading and to everyone and anyone who ever listens or reads this information. May their lives be changed for the positive and may your spirit and your divine purpose show itself fully blazing through all the superheroes that are tuning into the amazing message in Amazing Grace. In the name of love, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of love, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, amen, aho.
So welcome to Amazing Grace, the Nine Principles of Living in Natural Magic, the audio book. And never was there a time, David, was there, when Amazing Grace was needed so much in the world.
Amazing Grace comes just in the nick of time, unintended. And it arrives with a blast of a whole new possibility. And it's a summation of the unique perspective that we have in our times to be able to cross-reference huge amounts of data over many millennia of time and finally come to some unique conclusions about the nature of our situation and also to activate an inner drive, an inner potential, which we call superhero consciousness. And the idea of Amazing Grace is that we've all been gifted the archetype of the superhero consciousness with Superman and Batman and Robin, Catgirl, the great comic books, the X-Men, Spider-Man, etc. And what that's done is it's invited in this idea that we can become something more than we think we are, that somehow there can be an activation moment when Spider-Man gets bit by the radioactive spider, when the Fantastic Four get blasted by gamma radiation in outer space. There can be this activation moment that turns it all on. And the reason why we put Amazing Grace into the world is to create and precipitate in your life that moment, to bring it to bear, to bring it to light, and to help you to activate your superhero majesty.
And I think one of the most profound facets of this moment that we're living in is the situation that we're finding ourselves right now in the world. This is 2010 and we're faced with this ecological catastrophe and economic disruption on a huge scale. And really we're looking at something that has enormous power as we look out into the world. And it really needs a superhero activation of Amazing Grace level and magnitude to actually be able to do anything about what's going on. Because so many people in the world are being rolled over by the tidal wave of really some dreadfully destructive and what we call corrosive forces in Amazing Grace. We try to stay away from judgment because we understand metaphysics. We understand that we make things worse by judging and also denying. So we don't judge what we might call evil, but we don't deny its existence either. And we use it as a catalyst to get stronger and more healthier embodiments of a living truth that can actually stand in the face of that amazing test of faith and everything, endurance and everything, and actually make the world a better place, literally transform the world through Amazing Grace, through being an embodiment of that.
I like to think of the superhero consciousness as an activation inside a person's consciousness where all of the outer difficulties are met with magic instead of denial. Met with magic instead of I can't. Are met with magic instead of I can, but it's going to be tough. It's just opening up to that X factor that we bring into Amazing Grace. This idea that there can be a miraculous turnaround, that you never know how close you are. You are never quite sure just how near victory is. And to strive with all your might in every moment, because right around the corner could be the great vaulted dreams of humanity that have just been sitting there all along. And we've got to start pouring it on, because I want to get there. I know you do, Dr. Nick Good. We want to be right at the forefront of that moment.
And I love what you were saying at the beginning there, Dave, about just the sort of the nature of the times, all the factors, like with the technology that's involved right now. And this, what we introduce in Amazing Grace, and obviously it's not, we're not introducing it, but we're reinforcing this cosmic perspective as this cosmology opens up. So especially the great work that Project Camelot's doing, and a lot of other investigators, they're putting all this stuff up on YouTube, and they're presenting such credible, amazing characters and individuals from this area in the world that actually has the inside information on the, what we're now understanding is a conspiracy science, not a conspiracy theory. There's actually something extraordinary going on, and it is very, very scientific, and its metaphysical power is absolutely stunning to our sort of, you know, grasp of technology and personal, you know, just human ability. And so we're got that in Amazing Grace as part of the alchemy that we're blending together with other alchemical factors, which I'm sure you'd love to share about. And these combinations, this alchemical combination of the consciousness and the biology, nature, the technology, and the possibility of the moment is just so phenomenally exciting, isn't it?
It is. We're in a galactic awareness now. We're out of the awareness of the cave and the farm. We're out of the awareness of the state and the city. We're out of the awareness of the continent and the sea. Now we're into a galactic awareness and understanding that there is and have always been conscious beings out there amongst the ethers that are not us. And it's a healing of a very deep wound that we inflicted upon ourselves of isolation consciousness. So we finally removed that just based on the science and, and cross-referencing the data that's out there. And of course, the incredible testimonials of beings who have been confronted with a very interesting ideological conundrum, which is we are not alone. Not only are we not alone, and we're not the only tenants in the building, but it's been standing room only all along. And you get that sense, that feeling in your heart, the more you investigate the personal transformation technologies that are available to you that have been summarized in Amazing Grace, my favorite of which currently right now is Makia and our ability to get in and set those goals. Energy flows where attention goes. And that goal-setting technology has a lot to do with, I believe, the structure and the nature of reality. That the reality that is at the very depth of what's out there, in my opinion, in my experience, has a lot more to do with language than it does with mathematics. It has to do with stories. I mean, the number one business in the world, Nick Good, is still storytelling. That's Hollywood, that's television, and that is actually what we find in Amazing Grace, is it's a story about an incredible transformation.
Yeah, and we're calling it the greatest love story that's ever been told.
So a galactic cliffhanger.
A galactic cliffhanger. So as we look out over the hills and valleys of possibility and indeed the plains of desolation in this human world right now, we need to have a really positive mindset. But as much as that, we need to have a very, 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 very healthy consciousness and understand that we are writing our own story, we're scripting our own story, and that this story is already running, and it's been running forever, and it's going to be running forever. And what's involved in it, the characters in it, this, you know, talking about superhero consciousness, this, there's always this classic archetypal showdown between the arch enemy or the dark lord and
the villain.
Yeah, the absolute villain, like the word. And we're in a world now where this the nature of this factor in the human mix is becoming more and more and more clear. It's being revealed. And it's shocking, absolutely shocking. So what it's calling us to do as heroes, rising hero consciousness, superhero consciousness, is to really be the antidote for that. And that's not a little thing, because we're lined up against something pretty, pretty formidable in all appearances. But like the Wizard of Oz, we know things might not be quite the way they appear.
The ability to write the story of your life, of course, has to have a dynamic cliffhanger element. It has to have an arch villain. It has to have a love story. All those pieces are what, to me, goal setting is about, by the way. That's what goal setting is about. Instead of saying, my name is Elmer Fudd, I own a mansion and a yacht, we move out of that type of consciousness into the goal being developed as a type of a story, how you want the story of your life to unfold. So if there's a certain being in your life that you would love to have come closer into your life, you write that down. If there's a certain person you'd like to have step away from your life, you write that down. And how you want that to occur, with ease, grace, and flow. Do you want it to happen in a way that is comfortable and dynamically interesting? You know, all those things are the types of technologies that are revealed in the pages of Amazing Grace.
Mm, that's beautiful. Oh, yes. And so, of course, the grace itself, we give thanks to that. And it's so very, very simple. Although Amazing Grace is a book of 200 pages or so, it all boils down to utter simplicity at the end of the day, and we are all so responsible for ourselves and our orientation towards that grace. And our physical bodies and our minds are just such a beautiful chalice. They are the Holy Grail for that grace to overflow, to fulfill. And that's really how we achieve the miracles in our life, isn't it, brother? Because we're always doing things against all odds. David is always pulling off miracle after miracle after miracle consistently. Aren't you witnessing the power of miracles in your life?
Absolutely. Absolute miracles. And we've all had those experiences, sporting experiences.
Absolutely.
Especially in childhood, where you know you're going to come from behind and win. You know that the team's going to get it together. You know that you're going to have a magical touchdown. You know that you're going to hit a home run in that last moment. It's that kind of stuff.
But you got to do it. You got to do it.
Amazing Grace is kind of a handbook. It's a manual on how to develop all the aspects of superhero awareness, consciousness, and physicality and emotions and mental acuity so that you can go out and perform miracles, right? And be the carrier of a miracle. And one of the things that I learned long ago from Jim Rohn was that success is not something you get. It's who you are. It's what you become. Mm-hmm. And that step-by-step development of the success personality, the hero's journey, it's deep. It takes everything you got.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It is very deep. And these principles are timeless principles. Seven of them are from the Hawaiian culture, which has very, very ancient roots. And also the grace and forgiveness, they are... I guess they were championed by Jesus and the whole message coming from the purest teachings of Christianity. But that also, forgiveness and grace obviously appear in various different forms in various other spiritual paths. And of course, the shamanic perspective, which is a great favorite of yours, Dave. And just let's give a big shout out to all the shamans that ever rocked, you know, just appreciating the drums and the appreciation of nature that the shamans bring, how they are absolutely adamant that nature consciousness has to be mixed with ours in appropriate alchemy to really galactivate the superhero being.
Definitely, and we're sending out that prayer to all shamans out in the world, past, present, and future, who've held it down, devised very unique strategies of healing, developed fantastic elocution to their tribes, ways of speaking, brought ideas into the tribe that were resisted, but yet finally through their persistence, the tribe relinquished their position and the shaman was successful. And all the things that at the tribal level, the way we had lived for so long, that were so appreciated now.
Yeah.
We give thanks to all those shamans out there.
Yeah. And the big call from the shamans is to dance your dance and sing your song. It's time to truly come alive. And so we really welcome you to Amazing Grace audiobook. And we wish you well in your in the evolution of your superhero consciousness. Don't we, brother?
We actually wish you the best day ever, again and again, only forever.